And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by the all-new Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
That is the sound you would expect to hear in a cavernous space of history, with Michelangelo high on a scaffold, lying on his back while painting murals into wet plaster. But today, to execute the art form, you are more likely to hear this. The artist is in a person-sized bucket, being raised up to create a mural across the expanse of a building's blank wall. My guest today is Julie Engelman, Bay Area muralist who has graced our town with her creations. Welcome, Julie.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Your mural on the side of the Cunha Market building downtown is beautiful, but it raises a real question. When you paint on an easel, you can step back and see the whole picture as you go along. But how do you plan to scale up your images to the size of a two-story building?
Yeah, that's one of the most frequent questions I get asked when I am painting these murals. And to get the proportions right in such a large scale is one of the most important pieces to creating like a massive work of art like that. And how I usually go about just starting to sketch out the content in the artwork onto a massive piece is I create like very general outlines of the artwork that I'm going to put on the wall, like as a stencil. Kind of like what a tattoo artist would do. They create just rough outlines of the artwork and they print it out and they put on your skin and then they shade it in. I do the same thing. I create these outlines, and to get it on the wall, I either use a projector or something that I think is more accurate, which is called a doodle grid. Basically what that is, it's kind of hard to describe without a visual, but I paint the wall in all these different scribbly designs and patterns, and it looks terrible at the beginning, and it looks like someone tagged it, and people walk by and ask me all the time, yeah, like, what are you doing? This looks really bad. I'm like, just trust the
process. Somebody call the police.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I get that all the time. I just tell people, just trust the process. And I basically use this doodle pattern all over the wall, kind of as a map or a grid for the outlines. So I take a picture of the wall with the doodles, I put it in my iPad, and then I put the stencil over this photo. So I kind of line up like, okay, so this line is connected to this squiggle here, and then it ends down at the squiggle at the corner over here. And that's kind of how I sketch it out. And it's really rough, but I think it's a great way to go about getting the proportions right. Like there's a tree or something, it's great to, you know, get behind the tree and do it that way as well.
Now, looking at your biography, painting wasn't your first endeavor. How did you come to be a muralist?
I always loved painting, and I started very traditionally, just sketching on paper and canvases, just how anyone who's into art would, you know, normally start out. And then I kind of got bored of a traditional square or rectangle as a canvas. And so then I was experimenting with different types of canvases, like surfboards and skateboards. And I just thought that that was really unique and cool and exciting and fun. And I think that just kind of naturally segued into painting bigger and outdoor different types of canvases like murals and walls. I just loved being in the public, creating art that's not just going into someone's private home. It's going to everybody so the whole world can see it. And that's just really exciting. And I love people and I love talking to people. And it's just something I love, like the process and the outcome. Just to see your work in a large scale like that is something really cool, and hopefully I'll be able to do it for the rest of my life.
Well, when we think of a traditional artist, they're turning out painting after painting on canvases. Murals are not exactly going to be a frequent request. How do you find those commissions?
Either I apply to projects that I find, or people reach out to me and email me. Usually that's how it goes. And
well, you have big advertising once you've done one.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We'd like to see your work. Well, if you drive down Main Street and look to the left.
Yeah, it's like kind of like a billboard right. for my art.
Now, you have a commission. Now you have to paint the wall. There's some physical requirements to do that. It's not easy work, is it?
No, it is very physically demanding. I hope I'll be able to do it for my whole life. I'm 30 right now, and I'm physically able to do this demanding work, and it's just kind of like construction, and you're using your whole body, and you're painting with this massive wall. But I'm just trying to take care of myself and do my yoga and get my massages lined up and just be really careful and just trying to do it for as long as I can.
An athletic pursuit. The Half Moon Bay mural, of course, is a real centerpiece in our town. How did that commission come about?
So that one was an application that I applied for. The city posted it to the public. Anyone could apply. And kind of how that process worked is you apply to it as if you would apply to any sort of job with your resume, your cover letter, and your portfolio. And then the city picked four artists out of that pool to then create a design that you would then present in front of some selected council members. I spent so much time creating the design for that. I went into the library and I was looking at old historic photos of Half Moon Bay, and I went to the Historical Association, and I was really just trying to capture Half Moon Bay's aesthetic and beauty and culture in that piece. The goal of the project was to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the Pumpkin Festival. So all my colors that I used in that palette are very autumn-centric, very like warm tones of oranges and browns, and I'm just trying to bring that season into the mural. I feel really grateful to have been selected.
Now, of course, murals are outside, and unlike all the other art we have, which is hung inside, they're going to be exposed to the weather. So what kind of paint or maintenance is required to keep those murals fresh?
I use exterior house paint usually, which has like these UV and weather resistance properties already in the paint. I also use a lot of spray paint as well, which usually has UV resistance to it. And then in addition to that, when I'm done with the painting, I seal it in this really good clear coat that's almost like a resin, and that further protects it from UV and weatherproofs it.
Speaking of paint, I can barely open a can of paint without getting some on me.
Yeah.
How much paint ends up on you?
Oh my goodness, I go through so many clothes. I'm just caked in paint. Every new item of clothing I bring into a project, it just ends up getting covered in paint. So
okay. Well, do you sell those on eBay? I mean, they're an artistic work in themselves, are they not?
I have been asked that so many times, and people have wanted to buy my overalls off of me through every project that I do. They're like, hey, are you selling those? Where did you get those? I was like, you could just go and paint. You could do this yourself.
But of course, you have a lot more fun getting that paint on there than if they just bought it. It wouldn't be the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah, it's creative. Looking ahead, what projects are on your horizon?
So this year, I might start painting that IDES building, which would be really cool. Right now, I'm just creating a design for them to see. This may or may not happen, but I really hope it does and they are able to find the grants to get the project going. But I just think that Portuguese culture is so beautiful and unique and so cool. I think that mural could be really spectacular if that project does come into fruition. I'm also designing a decal right now for the Colmas Fire Department, and I'm creating something that's going to go on their fire trucks. And it'll be there for the next 25 years, which is really exciting. Nice.
Now, you already did a mural for them as well, did you not?
Yeah, that was the biggest mural I've ever done. It's like 180 feet long, and it takes up pretty much an entire block.
And how long did that take you?
I did that at the beginning of 2024, and that took me about 2 months, but there were a lot of rainy days in there, so I kind of lost track of exactly how long it took me.
Yeah, so you come back to the wall, and let's see, where did I leave off? Considering 180 feet, of course, you have your design, but do you ever change something from the original design as you go along?
Not really. I really use my design as a reference photo, and I try to make it as accurate as possible. If something isn't working, though, like from the design that I create onto like a physical wall and it just does not look right, I'll tweak it and I'll add some extra shading or contrast, really pop out whatever I want highlighted.
You have to step back.
Yeah.
Way back.
Yeah. So I guess minor tweaks, but nothing crazy.
Well, I really want to thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to the next big picture that you bring to our landscape.
Thank you so much for having me.
My guest today has been Julie Engelman, muralist, who is giving us art on a grand scale. From ancient cave etchings to a religious wall touched by Da Vinci, to the social statements of Diego Rivera and Banksy, muralists continue to exceed the limits of the canvas frame. For the feature story of the week, this is Bill Wood.
Our thanks to contributor Bill Wood for painting us a picture of someone making a difference in our community. Quick reminder, our feature stories are always available for on-demand listening on our website, khmbradio.com. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson.